This is TWiT.
Now, let's rewind a year. Remember, just as FCC Chairman Ajit Pai started hinting that he was going to oversee the undoing of net neutrality, well, the states like California, New York, and Colorado announced that they were going to create net neutrality legislation at the state level that might actually be more restrictive than the federal net neutrality regulations. Well, the ISPs panicked, and they all contacted Ajit Pai. So Ajit Pai appended something to his language. He added that the repeal made it clear that broadband was an interstate commerce, and therefore any federal regulation, or lack thereof, that's important, would take precedence over state legislation. Now, Pai, the FCC, and the ISPs thought that that was that. The net neutrality regulations were repealed late last year, and yesterday the FCC published the regulations that will rescind it, which means we're heading towards the end game that will finally take away the FCC's net neutrality authority. Or not. 27 states have pending net neutrality legislation, and 5 states, Vermont, Montana, New Jersey, Hawaii, and New York, have governors who have issued executive orders to protect net neutrality. And several are still actively suing the FCC, which will further push back the actual removal of federal net neutrality regulations. But then again, some just see it as a delaying tactic. Eventually, those lawsuits will end, and eventually the federal regulations will trump state regulations, ending net neutrality for good. But not so fast. There are a couple of issues. The first one is, does the FCC actually have the right to block state efforts? Tubert, I want to throw this over to you because you've done a little bit of research on this. It's interesting because it's not clear that the FCC actually has the authority to say our regulations or lack of regulations supersede your authority.
You know, I'm far from an expert. I'm going to read a statement from Harold Feld, a longtime telecom lawyer and a senior VP of consumer advocacy for Group Public, Public Knowledge. Quote, if Congress explicitly withheld authority over broadband from the FCC, it withheld from the FCC the power to preempt any contrary state authority. Yeah, keep that in mind, contrary state authority. The relevant case on this is National Association of Regulatory Commissioners versus FCC, also called NARUC 2. There, the FCC attempted to preempt state regulation of cable leased access channels under its General Title I authority. And at that time, Congress had not passed the Cable Act. The D.C. Circuit found that the FCC's general power over interstate communication did not give it the authority to preempt state regulation. Now, if we translate that, does that really mean the FCC doesn't have any teeth? That's my spin on it. You know, I think Ajit Pai and the FCC are trying to play both sides of the track at once. And these guys, you know, Harold Feld and a few other folks are calling the FCC on the carpet saying, hey, you can't have it both ways. You've not said anything about it. Title I doesn't give you the rights. So you can't override what the states are doing.
Yeah, there's a couple of different issues here. The first one is that just overall, is there actually this authority? The FCC is trying to extend a principle that the federal government uses for interstate commerce, specifically the highway and transportation system. It makes sense. When you think about it, if you've got commerce going between the states, there has to be a legislative body that is above the states. Otherwise, you could have the states gaming the system, trying to gain an advantage over their neighbors. That's not the case here, though. It's not the same when you're talking about interstate commerce or interstate broadband regulations as when you're talking about interstate travel of goods and services. Now, that is a little bit iffy. It's a bit tricky. There is some precedent, but there's also precedent going the other way. There's another interesting hiccup to this, though, and that is, if you remember, along with the net neutrality regulations or the removal of the net neutrality regulations, Ajit Pai was looking down the line and he realized, wait a minute, I'm reversing the previous FCC commissioner's orders here. So what can I do to make sure that the next FCC commissioner doesn't just undo my orders? So it's not just a removal of the net neutrality regulations. It's not just a reclassification of ISPs under a different title, according to the Telecommunications Act. He also removed the FCC authority over broadband entirely. In fact, he specifically said that it was a fallacy that Congress had granted the FCC the power to do this. That's his whole point. He said Wheeler overreached. Wheeler never should have been able to regulate the ISPs in the first place. Well, if that's true, and if he's now saying that the FTC has full authority over all broadband companies because it's just trade, then he basically said you need to pay no attention to the regulations I'm putting into place because I don't have authority. Yeah, that makes no sense. I want to go over to you, Curtis, because this is one of these things that has been sort of mulled over at bars here in the Silicon Valley where people are wondering, wait a minute, did Ajit Pai really just say we have no authority over the thing that I'm claiming authority over? I mean, what's your take?
Well, I think this is one of those cases where someone can dive into the giant festering pool of unintended consequences when they try to not just do something, but try to do it in a way that can't be undone. And again, let me preface this. I am not a lawyer, a constitutional lawyer, or any other sort of lawyer. But what I do foresee coming from all of this is some massive, massive lobbying efforts. Because to be brutally honest, the ISPs, especially the big multi-state ISPs, would have loved for him to find some way to finesse this. So he said the FCC does have authority. I'm saying that there will be no regulation under the authority and there's no changing it. He couldn't do that. So his big failsafe was to say, you know what? We have no authority anyway. It's done. Well, with that said, you're right. He's saying, hey, we never had the right to make any regulations in the first place. So everything is null and void, which leaves the door open to the states. Where I think the lobbying is going to come in is with Congress for them to grant explicitly some agency the right to regulate this, or to say that there will be, again, explicitly, no regulation on the federal level, and that this lack of regulation preempts any regulation on the state level. This is all going to take a lot of time to work through. So what's really happening is that we have a 50-state Wild West. My guess is for at least the next 18 to 24 months.
Yeah, and that's actually my take on this too, because you're right. The proper thing to do would be for Congress to sit down and say, okay, we need to make an agreement that all the states can agree on. We need to make an agreement that is more or less neutral across all 50. We need to make an agreement that will allow the states to have certain powers over the things that they should have powers over. However, with the state of Congress right now, there's no way in the world that's going to happen. And so what Ajit Pai has essentially done is he's fed the power vacuum. By saying that the FCC has no right to regulate ISPs and broadband providers, he's essentially saying they're outside the law, that's not going to work. We'll come back to that in a little bit, but there is another argument here. There is another facet that we do need to take a look at, and that is the fact that even if you were to agree with Ajit Pai, and even if you were to say, you know what, he's right, the FCC never should have gotten into this net neutrality business. They never should have gotten into the business of regulating the ISPs and the broadband providers. They never should have, in the first place, asserted any authority over broadband providers. And there should be no legislation against them doing what they want. There is still the fact that states can still choose who they do business with. This is not a power that's held by the federal government. This is not something that is kept from the states. This is not even something that Ajit Pai has suggested that they can't do, which means even if you were completely on the side of Ajit Pai and the current FCC, you have to agree that California, Nevada, or any of the 27 states that currently are trying to create their own net neutrality regulations could actually use their commerce powers, separate from their legislative powers, to enforce a net neutrality-like policy. Now, Chiebert, this would be messy because they couldn't specifically call it net neutrality. They would have to base all their decisions off of who they thought were offering the best services for their citizens. What would that even look like?
It would. Oh, geez. I'm not even sure I want to speculate on that because you're right. It would be messy. It's a Band-Aid. You know, apologies to Johnson & Johnson. The reality is it's going to be kind of like how, I don't know, what's a good analogy? It's maybe it's like how certain states you can drink when you're 18, but the Federal Highways Commission said, no, if you want federal highway money, you're going to have to change that to 21. Same thing with 55 mile an hour speed limits. There some states that said, well, okay, we don't care. That's the kind of mess that we're looking at. We could have states saying we're going to do one thing, and then we're going to have little Band-Aids from the federal government, you know, different agencies saying, no, we want you to do this anyway, and if you don't, we're going to withhold federal funding from you. Purchasing power is going to be a really, really interesting way of doing things. I personally think it's the wrong way to do it. I think Congress really and truly does need to do something. This power vacuum that's being created is just giving everybody massive, massive headaches. Yeah. And it's, you know, I'm sorry, Congress, get off your butt and do something. You can't just sit back and watch and let that wild dog just go and mess up the internet that we've spent so much time and energy and creativity building.
Yeah. You know, Curtis, it strikes me that Pi, and he has been consistent about this. He truly believes in the philosophy that the more you deregulate, the more that you'll encourage investment, and specifically investment by broadband providers. And I get that. I can respect that that's been his overarching philosophy for years and years and years. However, it seems to me that we are headed. It's not actually not even we're headed. We are at the point where instead of one policy that he disagrees with, he's going to deal with 40 to 50 policies that are all different and all telcos, all broadband providers are going to have to navigate. There's no way that that encourages investment. I mean, if Comcast has to make 50 different agreements with 50 different states, all based on their arbitrary rules of what is best for our consumers, that's business killing, right?
Oh, absolutely. And that's why you're going to see what is going to be some pretty intensive lobbying about this. Because, you know, in the same way that the internet retail companies fought for so very long against collecting sales tax, because face it, there are even going beyond the state-by-state sales tax, there is locality-by-locality sales tax. They didn't want to have to deal with hundreds of different sales tax rates. Well, no ISP wants to have to deal with even as few as 50 different regulations on what open internet means. They want certainty. And frankly, I think that if you ask them and they answered honestly, most of the CEOs of these companies would say they honestly preferred what existed 10 months ago over what's happening now, because they might not have liked it, but it was certain. It was uniform across the U.S. and they could work with it. They could figure out how to game that. Now figuring out how to use all of these 50 state regulations to their best advantage is going to be brutally difficult. And that's why ultimately you're right. Congress must act. I just think, to be brutally honest, the window has closed on Congress acting on this year. And it's going to take a while to figure out what Congress comes into existence after November. And I think it's worth mentioning that whether you agree with this organization or not, an organization injected even more politics into this today when the NRA gave Ajit Pai their Charlton Heston Award for courage because of what he's done to, as they put it, save the free internet. All of a sudden, you have more politics here, more emotion here, and none of that is useful when you're trying to come up with thoughtful, consistent, rational regulation across the entire nation.